In a struggling economy, one business is on the rise and making an impact in the area: coffee roasting. John Kupperman, owner of Smith Housewares and Restaurant Supply, says Syracuse is the highest coffee-consuming city per capita in the country. People in the area have roasting businesses accessible to them, and many prefer the taste of freshly roasted coffee as opposed to store-bought. Kupperman says the coffee roasting business is a good one.
The demand for it has been very consistent and has not hugely increased over the time, but very steadily increased. But it continues to be very, very popular.
Kupperman's grandfather started the business, and his father took over for him 24 years ago when roasting coffee beans was just an emerging trend.
He was way ahead of the curve as far as coffee roasting. Mm-hmm. Nobody locally was doing it. And it was really just beginning to be a West Coast phenomenon. So at that point, we were the only small independent coffee roaster.
The coffee roasting process starts with small, hard, green coffee beans that have a virtually endless shelf life. They're poured into a large metal roaster where they stay for about 15 minutes. While in there, the machine heats to 390 degrees, and the beans emit a popping noise. The noise is called first crack, and the beans turn a light cinnamon color. The roaster continues to heat, nearing 430 degrees, and the beans pop once more. After the second crack, the beans are dark brown and ready to be freed from the roaster to cool. During the process, a strong, sweet aroma encompasses the roasting room, surpassing the strength of a coffee shop fragrance. Emmett Simpson, owner of Shambhala Cafe in Baldwinsville, relates his decision to roast coffee beans to his most memorable cup of coffee, one he tasted in Germany. He says once a person tastes a cup of first-rate coffee, he won't want to return to store-bought days.
What I think is going to be a new trend is that people start roasting coffee at home on their own. So being a small roaster and having the green beans available, more and more customers are actually just buying the green beans from me and roasting at home themselves.
Simpson opened his cafe 3 years ago and has learned a thing or two about running a business. He moved from a larger shop with staff to a smaller store which is connected to a bookstore. He is now a one-man show doing all the roasting, brewing, packaging, delivering, dishes, cleaning, and accounting.
If you have good volume of customers, it can be a good business, but it can be a financial struggle if you don't have a lot of business or if your overhead is really high. So for me, becoming smaller and more streamlined helped me to be able to stay in business and do this.
To make her own business fruitful, Ann Backer, owner of Taste the World in Oswego, learned coffee roasting from a friend.
It was more food-oriented at first, but I knew I needed a product that people consumed on a more daily basis. So roasting the coffee is what led to the actual opening. It's kind of how it all came together.
She says people appreciate roasted coffee because of its freshness and taste. Backer roasts the beans in her shop several times a week, which keeps her business a successful one. Matt Goddard, owner of Café Cubao, runs three cafes in the Syracuse area. Although he was an English major in college, he had a greater interest in coffee. He started roasting from his home several years before he opened shop.
I always wanted cafes. I don't know if it's bigger than I ever thought. It's still a somewhat small operation. We only have 15 employees right now, but we're doing well and we're growing in a tough time.
Goddard has been running the cafes for 5 years now and says he roasts a few hundred pounds of coffee beans on an average day, shipping orders as far as California. To provide the freshest coffee possible, he never serves beans that have been roasted more than 10 days before. Roasted coffee beans should be consumed within 2 weeks before they lose their flavor and aroma. It is wise to only buy as much roasted coffee that will last a week to ensure freshness. All four coffee connoisseurs agree that after tasting coffee from fresh roasted beans, customers will never want to return to the store-bought days. For WRVO News, I'm Kate Rafty.